Okay, today is Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, last week of Masechtas Tzvachim. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Simchat Klein, Le'ilu Nishmat, Yitzel Bas, Lemel HaKohen, and for Refuah Shlema for Shoshana Baskir Bas Rachel Devora. Okay, so here we go. We're on the third line from the bottom on Kuf Tes Vav on the beach. Amar Mar, we said before, Hakol Kisherin Lahakriv, that until the Mishkan was set up, any kind of animal was kosher. Any kind of animal. Not any kind of animal, but almost any kind of animal. Hakol Kisherin Lahakriv. Anything is kosher. Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Amar Avuna, Amar Kra, it says in the Pasuk, Vayivin Noach Mizbeach Lashem, Noach built a Mizbeach, Vayikach Mikol HaVehima HaTahora, Umikol Ov HaTahor. Right? Kosher animals. One minute. Behema kimashmo. Behema is, like it says, chaya bichlal behema. Chaya is included in the category of behema, right? And zecharim unikevos tmimin ubale mumin. You can bring males, females, tamim, even balmums. Let's skip the parentheses. Lafuke mechusar eber delo. But not if it was missing an eber. Okay? That's not good. No one will bring that. Amar Rav Elazar, minayin lemechusar eber shenesa livnei Noah. How do you know even a mechusar eber cannot be brought? Even by a goy? Talmud Lomar, umikol hachai, mikol basar, amra Torah, habo behema, bring an animal, shechayin roshi evarim shalom, which has life in all its evarim. Okay? Does that mean that it's an itzer for Bnei Noach to bring a mechutzer eber for a carbon? Tosfos points out, even if it does so, it doesn't mean it's one of the Shev mitzvah Bnei Noach. If he does bring such a carbon like that, he's got to bring another one. Okay, that's all. Now, Vidilma lemu'ute trefa, maybe that pasuk meant to exclude a trefa and not to exclude an animal that was mechutzer eber. So the Gemara says, no. Hahu, that is learned out from a different pasuk. That's from Umelechayos Zera Nafka, from different words. From the words of Melechayos Zera Nafka. Now, Ani Chalamanda Amar Shreifa Eina Yoleda. That makes sense, of course, the one who says a Shreifa can't have any children. El Lamanda Amar Shreifa Yoleda, Ma'ekel Neimer. But if you hold a Shreifa can have children, how do you know about Shreifa? The Gemara says, Amar Kra, Itcha, like you. Bidomen Licha. Similar to you. Ita, right? The pasuk says, when we call Hashem's talking to Noah, he says, Mikol Hachai, Mikol Basar, Shnayim, Mikol, Tavi Elateva, Itach. Lachayot Itach. That you should live Itach with you. What does it mean, with you? So says the Gemara, they should be non-trefas just like you. Right? And then the Gra over here says, the Baal Moshe says it, the Gra doesn't say it here. The Gra says it by unbelievable deep over there, by Dilla, that there's a difference between itach, ito, and imo, with you. They both mean the same thing. They both mean with you. Ito, with you. I'm going ito, and I'm going imo. Ito, with him, and imo, with him. They both mean the same thing. One means, so the Gra over there says that, Dilla over there, it's, we're going together. But we do have the same kavanas. Are we going? We're all going to the same. Somebody must have. We're all going to. We're all going to the same destination. What are our kavanas? Ito means with you exactly. Not exactly. You know, it's how much you make that comparison. Anyway, the Dilma Noach. Gufa Trefa Hava. Maybe Noach himself was a Trefa. Right? Maybe Noach was a Trefa. If Noach was a Trefa, then... So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Tamim Ksivbe said Noach was Tamim. So the Dilma Tamim Bidracha, maybe he was only Tamim in his personality. Right? The Dilma Tamim Bidracha. Maybe he was Tamim, what does that mean? Tamim in his personality? So tzaddik zivbe. He says he was a tzaddik. How does that answer the question? Right? Right. So v'dilma tamin bedrocha of tzaddik b'maitzav. Maybe his whole personality. He salka daitach to Noach gufa treifa hava. If you want to say Noach was a treifa, mi ka'amar leila Noach dekavasech ayil shlamim lo tayil. Does that make any sense? Hashem tells Noach, only bring in like you. Only bring in treifas. Only bring treifas onto the table. Don't bring in anything good animals. Only treifas. No shlamims. Right? That doesn't make any sense. Now, umayachar denafkala and meitach lechayos zera lamali. So then why do I need lechayos zera? If Noach, if it's all good animals, I would have thought itach letavsa ba'alma. I thought that maybe itach meant that Noach shouldn't be alone. He should have some company. The animal should be company. Afilu zakein, afilu sarid. Even an old animal, even an animal that can't have children. Kamashal, no. There should be young, healthy animals. Okay, look at the last Tosfos. The Dilma Noach gufa treifa hava. Maybe Noach, the Gemara says, maybe Noach himself was a treifa. Says Tosfos, Ziv Tomar, v'olochai acharechein gimul me'oshana. But he lived after the Mabel for 300 years. How could the Gemara suggest for 1 second that Noach was a treifa? He lived for 300 years. Right, the Gemara said, well, maybe Noach was a treifa. The Gemara answers, that doesn't make any sense. You can only bring treifas into the teva. What kind of question was that? Noach lived for 300 years. Listen to Tosfos' answer. Such an amazing answer. V'yesh lomar, the Shema lo haya bekoach ubrius karoilo. Maybe he was a treifa, but he wasn't so strong and healthy. He was a weak guy. Lo haya bekoach, he didn't have strength, ubrius and health, karoilo, that was fitting to him. The sugyan commanda amar treifa chaya. And this goes like the man who holds that a treifa can taka live. Then he says, Rabbeinu Tam haya rogil. Rabbeinu Tam used to constantly make a distinction between treifas to Adam with treifas behema, between the treifa of a human and the treifa of an animal. Why? Mishum to Adam is le mazla. Because people have them. Animals don't have mazla. Unbelievable. What does mazla mean? I don't know. But whatever it means, people have it. What? It's 300 years of mazla. Whatever it means, I don't know. Then he said maybe v'kasha, not so simple. V'kasha, divaresh elu treifos, Maisi Raya Me'io, there's a pasuk there from Me'io, where it says that Trefos the Behema, which is mashma that animals and people are the same. So Tosfos doesn't really answer it. The first answer, he says, yeah, he's a Trefos, but he was weak. Then he says, well, people are different. Then he says, I don't know if people are so different. Fascinating. Okay. Next. Tahorin Avalot Temeyin. You can only bring a Tahar, you'll only bring a kosher, you can't bring a non-kosher animal. That you can never bring. Right? Okay. Umi have temein v'tahorin v'hi shaita. But during the times of Noah, was there such a thing as tar and non-tar animals? As Rashi said, hare lo nitna Torah. Torah wasn't given yet. The Gemara says, the Gemara is not going to answer what Rashi answers in Parashat Noah. In Parashat Noah, Rashi says, melameid Shenoach lamad Torah. Rashi says, you see from here that Noach learned Torah. Here Rashi says, well, there was no Torah. So I don't have an answer for that question. What's Rashi doing? The Gemara is not going to give that answer. The Gemara is going to say, whatever the Teva took in seven, that's kosher. What's the Gemara is going to say here? In the Torah, Rashi says Noach learned Torah. So Noach knew which ones are kosher. I don't know. That Rashi there is quoting a Medrash. The ones that didn't do an Avera, the animals that didn't sin, those were the ones that Noah took in. How did he know? How did Noah know? They passed by the Teva, called Shateva, called Tato, whatever the Teva took in, be a dua shehu tar. That you knew that was tar. Ain hateva kol tatan. If the teva didn't take him in, be yidu ashehin temeyin. It was obvious they were not tar. The two of those, right? And if they were kosher, it was seven. Rabbi Avo Omar Kra. It says haboim zacher unakeva. Haboim me'ein lehen. They came on their own. Omar Mar. Hakol karvo olos. Everybody brought. That's a new thing now. We said before that Hakal Karvu Olos. Before the Mishkan, everybody brought Olos, which is Mashma. Olas in Shlomim? No. Lo. Olas, yes. Shlomim's no. I b'aktiv b'yidbichu zvachim Shlomim Lashem Parim. That pasuk is by Moshe tells Paro, we're gonna go and we're gonna slaughter Shlomim Lashem Parim, right? It says Shlomim there. It says Shlomim in that pasuk. So what was Moshe telling Paro? We're gonna slaughter Shlomim. There was no Shlomim before Matan Torah. Now the Gemara is gonna make a distinction between Jews and non-Jews. Yeah. Ela Ema Hakol Karvu Olos. Take out the parentheses. Hakol Karvu Olos. Right? Everybody brought Olos. Now we're going to stick in the following two words. Uliv ne Noach. But if you were a Ben Noach, Olos in Shlomim Lo. Olos yes, Shlomim no. So the difference is Jews and non-Jews. Of course Jews could bring Shlomim before Matan Torah. Goyim could not. Kimanda Amar. Lo kervu shlomim b'nei Noach, the itmar, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Kanina. Chadam are karvu shlomim b'nei Noach, the chadam are lo karvu. Some say they did, some say they didn't. This bright to hear, this story here holds that they didn't. Demanda amar karvu, my time another karvu shlomim b'nei Noach. What's the reason to say that they did? Very simple. Dichtiv, it says, the hevel hevi gam hu mibkoros tono umichel behem. He brought from the karbonos and their fats. What kind of animal has the fat brought on the mizbeach? The ain kulo karvel gav the mizbeach. But the whole animal's not brought on the mizbeach. Havi omer deshlamim. That's a shlamim. But was he? He was even worse than he was even worse. Okay, but not a Jew. My time a demand on a low karvu. What's the reason to say that you that goyim would not allow to? Dichsif, it says this is a pasuk in Shira Shirim, Uri Tzafon, await the north, Uba'u Taman, come from the south, Titznair Uma, the nation is awakening, Shema Aseha B'Tzafon, that their actions are in the north, B'Tavo Uma Shema Aseha B'Tzafon U'Bedaro. The pasuk over here has to do with, we'll play that pasuk in a minute. The pasuk just says, that the Jewish nation has Maaseha B'Tzafon U'B'Darom. B'Tzafon are the Kavanos that are brought in the Tzafon, and the Darom are the Kavanos that are brought in the Darom. What's that? Shlomim. But by the first nation, it only said Tzafon, meaning an Ola. Yeah, the Goyim can bring Olas, but they can't bring Shlomim. That's a very, very, very obscure limud. Right? That Pasuk in Shirshir, I'm not talking about that anyway. But which is why he's going to argue. Now, Mar Savar Hoksev Michel Behen. Yeah, but doesn't it say by Hevel that he brought Michel Behen? Is that an allusion to a Shlomim? So the other one says, no. It means Misham Nehen is who? He brought from the fat of his animal. Not the fat of the animal. From the best animal he had, Hevel did. Okay, so that wasn't a Shlomim, but it was from the best animal he had. So he's reading it differently. Umar Savar Haksiv Uri Tzafon. Yeah, but it says the whole thing about this allusion to the Tzafon and the Dara with the different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, Ahuva kills Goliath who Haksiv. That pasuk is an allusion to Kibbutz Goliath when Mashiach comes. It has nothing to do with Hilchit Ovni Kochavim bringing Karbonos. Nothing to do with that. Aye, Haksiv, it says, Vayomer Moshe, Gam Ata Titein Biyadeinu Tzvachim Ba'olos Ba'asinu Lashem Alakenu. Right? But didn't Moshe tell Paro, we're going to take olos and shlomim, and we're going to have kavanos. So zvachim lachila, olos lachrava. Right, zvachim to eat, and olos to bring. Ay, b'aktiv, v'yikach Yisro choshed Moshe ola uzvachim. But it says Yisro brought ola and zvachim. Zvachim is an allusion to shlomim. V'gemara says, ahu, lacha ma'an Torah hu d'ktiv. That was after Ma'an Torah. So after Ma'an Torah, it was permitted. Ha, nichal ma'an dama Yisro acha ma'an Torah haya. That makes sense if you say that this whole story of Yisro happened after Matan Torah. Ella, Levan Dov Yisro, Kod Matan Torah, who? My Ekel Neymar. But if you came before Matan Torah, what are you going to say? That's a machlokes. Itmar, B'nei Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chadamar, Yisro, Kod Matan Torah, haya. One says Yisro came before Matan Torah. The Chadamar, Yisro, Achar Matan Torah, haya. And some say he came after Matan Torah. Why? Because the Torah is lo muktam, ain muktam muchavat Torah. Okay? So it could be that he came before, and it could be he came after. Remanda Amar Yisro called the Man Torah Haya. If you hold the Yisro came before Man Torah, Kasavar Shlomo Mekrivu Bnei Noah. If you say that Yitro came before Man Torah, you have to say that Manda Amar also holds that Goyim were allowed to bring Shlomo's too. Kid Tanoi. This whole thing is a Machlokes Tanoi because it said Vayishma Yisro Kohen Midyon, right? Mashmua Shama Uba Benizgayer. What did he hear? What did Yisro hear that made him become a gear? What did he hear? So it's a three-way machlokas. Rabbi Shua Omer and Rabbi Rashi in Yisro mentioned all of them. Right? But it's a machlokas. I'm not sure what the machlokas is about. But Rabbi Shua Omer, Yeshua says, Melchemet Amalek, Shama. He heard about Melchemet Amalek. Why? Because Shareikziv Betzito, the last pasuk of B'Shalach, it's not the last pasuk of B'Shalach, it's one of the last pasuk of Vayichlach, Vayichalesh, Yoshua et Amalek. Yoshua weakened Amalek. Right? Ves Amo, Lepi Chorev. Right? A lot of Torah on that pasuk. Because they destroyed them. Because he weakened them. The next pasuk says that there's a that forever Hashem's name is not complete. The next pasuk says, Vayishma Yisro. So what did he hear? He heard that. Velozah Hamadi Omar. Mantara Shama Uba, here in Mantara. Why? Which means that this story happened after Mantara. Why? Shekishenit Natara Yisrael, when the Torah was being given, Hayakolo Holech Misopo Olav Yasopo. The reverberations of Harsinai were going out throughout the entire world. And all the nations of the world were trembling in their Hechol. They were trembling all over. The Amru Shira, and they said Shira. Shinemar ubehechalo kulo omer kavod. Right? Nisgabsu kulam etel bilam arasha. They all came to Bilam. The Amru, and they said, Makol hamon asher shemanu. What's that noise that we hear? What's that all that racket? Shema mabel bala olam? Is Hashem bringing another mabel? No. Hashem lamabel yashav amalehem. Vayeshev Hashem melech olam. It's not going to happen. Karnishma kodesh baruch hushainu mevi mabel olam. He's not going to bring a mabel anymore. Amrulo Mabel shall Maya made a maybe. Avo Mabel shall Aish maybe. That's not a Mabel. I don't know what that means. Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Amalahem Vayeshev Hashem Melech La'olam. Kfar Nishba Sheyehe Melech La'olam Al Briosov Velo Yashchite. Rashi says, it has nothing to do with water. He'll never destroy the people. So what's this question? Oh, well, a marble of water he won't bring. Maybe a marble of Ish. He just answered him. It's not going to happen. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. You hear what I'm asking? They came to Bilam. What's that noise? Is it a marble? So according to Rashi, Bilam answered, no, Hashem will never destroy the world again. Well, maybe it's a marble of Ish. I just said Hashem's never going to destroy the world again. Right? I don't have an answer for that. Also, what is a Mabel of Ish? It's not a Mabel of Ish. It's not a flood of... Mabel means flood. It's not a flood of fire. It's destruction of fire. Very strange Gemara. Anyway, Shinemar ki be'esh Hashem nishpat amalem no, k'var nishpat she'ed ha'mashk it's called basar. He's never going to destroy anything. Don't worry about it. Uma kol ha'amon hazeh she'shamanu. So what is this whole noise that we hear? Amalem, chemda tova yesh lo beit genazav. He has a chemda tova in his treasure house, Hashem has Shegenuza Etzlo Toth Kuf Ayin Dalet Doros 974 generations. What does that mean? Kodem Shenivra Ha'olam, before the world was created. So Rashi says, look at the last Rashi on the page. The Chaf Vav, and there were 26 generations, May Adam Biad Moshe Rabbeinu. From Adam to Moshe, right? 26 generations. How do you get 26 generations? Well, there were 20 from Adam to Abraham, right? Mishnah Berakhiya says that, right? There were 20 generations from Adam to Abraham. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Amram, Moshe. That's 21. It's really 21. Because it's 21 and then 5 more. Yitzchak, Yaakov, Levi, Amram, Moshe. It gets to 26. Right? So the 26 generations from the beginning of the world to Matan Torah. Chavav of the other Moshe Rabbeinu. Harei davar tziva le'elef dor. Harei davar tziva le'elef dor. That there's all this lore, legend, which is a Gemara, that Hashem created the Torah before He created the world. And He waited, He was going to wait 1,000 generations, 2,000 years, all these stories. And it was too long. Hashem sped up the time, He slowed down the time, whatever it is. That's where this number comes from. This number, plus the 26 generations, equals 1,000 generations, which is alluded to by the Pasuk in Tehillim. Okay. Well, Pekei Shnitna Labanav, and Bilam's continuing, and says Hashem is going to give it to His people, His children, Shinemar, Hashem owes La'amo Yitayt. Miyad Pasuk Kula V'amru, Hashem Yivarech Hesambo Hashalom. Okay? Rabbi Elazar Omer, no, Kriyas Yamsav Shama Uba. He heard Kriyas Yamsav, that's what he heard. He heard the miracle. Shinemar, Vahik Yishmoa, Kol Malchei Amori, V'ach Rachav Hazona Amru L'shuluch Yoshua. Even Rachav, 40 years later, tells the messengers that Yoshua sends, we still remember that Hashem dried up the Red Sea. We still recall that. She tells the guys, you're from the Jews? We remember what happened 40 years ago. Okay? Now, you might ask a tangent now. Such a strange question. Mishna Hasam, how come by the splitting of the Yardin, which also happened, right? It says, the Amar, it says, and how by Kriyas Yamsef it says, it's a little worse, right? There wasn't any Ruach Be'ish. So the Gemara answers that that Rachav is that Pasuk is by Yehoshua. Rachav tells the messengers that when that happened, when the Kriyas Yamsef happened, lo kama o ruach ba'ish. There was no ruach in people, in men. There's no ruach. Listen to this Gemara. Dafilu akshu yinamilo akshu. The men couldn't even have an erection. Couldn't even get hard. That's how afraid they were of Hashem. That's how afraid they were when they heard what happened. That's why you're here, right? Umina yada. How did she know that? How did she know that that was true? She was the premier zona in the world. The Amar Mar, Ein Lecha Kol Sar V'Nagid, there was no officer, no nobleman, Shelo Ba Al Rachav Azona, that didn't visit her. So she knew. Amru, it's also strange, Bas Yud Shanim Haisa, Kishiyati Yisrael Mimitzrayim, she was 10 years old when the Jews left Mitzrayim. Vizanta Kol Mem Shana, she was a zona for 40 years. Shehar Yisrael B'Midbar, or 40 years she was a zona. La'achar Nun Shana, after 50 years, this Gaira, she became a Gioras. Amra, she said, Yehemacholi, Hashem should forgive me, Bishkar Chevel, Chalon, Upishtim. In the Bishkar of the rope, the window, and the Pishtim, the rope in the window where I let them down, and the Pishtim where I hid them, Hashem should, that should be a kapara for what I did. Asks of Ari Leib Shteyman, what she need a kapara for? She didn't do anything wrong. She's good. She's a kapara for. She was a zona. That's not a bear for her. She's a penuri. She wasn't a married woman. That's not a bear for her. I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world to do. She's a kapara. And not only that, she threw it all away. So he leaves with an answer. But she didn't do anything wrong. I need a kapara for all the non-kosher I ate. I need a kapara for all the non-kosher I ate. She's allowed to eat non-kosher. She's not Jewish. Okay. That's also a measure, right? The Yeshua married her, yeah. What? I think so. There's a machlokas whether in fact she was a zoner or not. Some say she was, some say she was just an innkeeper. This says she was. So this Mandar says she was, obviously. Next, Omar Mar. Well, we made a statement like that yesterday, that today, Bizman Azeh, Goyim are allowed to bring a bama. Right? Menahani Mili, how do you know that? Menahani Mili, how do you know that? What do you mean, how do I know that? The Chazanish says, what do you mean? Why are they not allowed to? Why can't they bring a bama? What, is it one of the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noah? It's nothing. I need a pasuk to tell me that Bizman Azeh, a Goy can be a sacrifice. What's the big deal? Right? Torah wasn't given to Goyim. So he answers, there's a, in Menachos, we're going to learn it in like about, in about 3 months from now, that it says in the Torah, it says, Ish Ish Asher Yakrev Karbano, which includes Goyim. Goyim also allowed to bring Karbano. We're going to learn that. Goyim is allowed to bring a carbon. Actually, in this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayikra, a Goyim is allowed to bring a carbon. Right? They can only bring certain ones, but it also says, by Parsha Shchut Echud, Ish Ish. The same Ish Ish. So maybe I would have thought, if Goyim are included in the Parsha of Karbanos, they're included in the Parsha of Shchut Echud. And therefore, they cannot participate in Bamos. Kamash Malan, no, they can. Okay? Okay. The Tanur Rabbanon. Yeah. Right, same rope that she used to hide the clients to save them. Right. Okay. Tanur Rabbanon. The Tanur Rabbanon. Dabar el Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael metuvin al shkut echud. Bnei Yisrael are metuvin shkut echud. Notwithstanding the fact that it says ish somewhere else. The ein ovde kachav metuvin al shkut echud. Goyim are not commanded on shkut echud. I had a half minute, maybe they were, but they're not. Lefikach, therefore, kol echad ve'echad bonel abama la'atmo, any goy can build his own bama, gizun, umakriv aleha kol mashi yirtza. He can bring on there whatever he wants. Amr of Yaakov or Acha, Amr of Asi, Aser v'sayya'an v'la'asos shli chusan. It's Aser to help them and to be their shliach. That's Aser. Okay? It's Aser to help them. You want to bring, they want to do it? That's fine. You can't help them. Okay? So, asks Tosfos, the Gemara has, there's a Gemara in Menachos, that there was a person by the name of Chanyav. Right now. What do you care? They do, we don't know what they're doing. So what's the difference? You go to Haiti, and they have these idols, and they sacrifice these idols. What? Really? Right. So whether you care, doesn't do anything wrong. Now, if they kill and if they steal, they're violate Shabbos. But they know if they do this, they don't. We can't do it. That's what we said. The Chazanish asked that question. Why would I say? So he said because the goyim can participate in karbanos when the Beit Shemitz was around. If a goy said, "I want to bring a karbanola," we let him. So I would have thought he's included in that. He's also included in the iturim, other iturim that apply with Tana. That Kamash Malan, they're not included in that. It's both. Someone asked that question. Excellent question. Someone asked that question. Now let's teach. You know, the guy's not allowed to Torah. I saw someone ask that question. What? Well, they have to know what to do. Right. Someone asked that question. By the way, I don't know the answer. We're going to get to that question in a minute. The Gemara said there was someone named Chanyo who left Eretz Yisrael, went to Mitzrayim, built a temple there, and people started worshiping. He was a Jew. Ask Tosfos, doesn't the Gemara here say that you're not allowed to help a guy bring karbanos, bring bamos? How can he do that? Exactly. The Gemara says, I'll read it again. Usher, is a guy allowed to bring a bama? Can you go to Haiti in Park Slope and be about? They can do it. Usher with Sayyan, you're not allowed to help them. Balazos, Shlichuson. You can't be their Shliach. He says, listen, I'm busy. I have to go to whatever. Can you bring the bama for me? I'm sorry, I'm not allowed to do that. Right? If a guy says, can you double park the car for me while I run it? You can do that to him. Can you bring a bama for him? No, you can't. So how could Chanyav do this? So the Tosfos asked that question. How could Chanyav do that? How can he set up a shop and worship and bring karbanos for Goyim? How can he do that? It's in Mitzrayim. Apparently it was for Goyim. It was in Alexandria. What? By the way, the Gemara asked that question. The Gemara asked, how could he do it? And the Gemara answers, he did it for Goyim. That's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer. He did it for Goyim. So, how does that square with the Gemara here that said, you're not allowed to do that? You're not allowed to help Goyim. There are four answers to that question. Answer number one is answered by the Nesivat HaKodesh. He says that the only time you're not allowed to help a Goy is if he's makdish a carbon to the Beit HaMikdash, and then changes his mind and says, there's no Beit HaMikdash today, I didn't know that. Oh, okay, fine, so we'll bring it in the backyard. That he can't help. But l'chatchila, he comes to be makir of Obama, there's no answer here. That's answer number one. Get that answer? That's answer number one. They have a problem with that answer. Okay, answer number two. Answer with its own kachim. He says, he didn't do anything. All he did was show them the way. All he did was show them what they should do. Because that's your question of how he could teach them Torah. What's the Torah? It's all appearance. He didn't do anything. All he did was open up a storefront. Anybody, it was self-serve place. All he did was open a storefront. That's second answer. Third answer is, fascinating answer from the Rabbi Yonatan Eibshin. There's no issur of shchut echot in chutz la'aretz. You're so far away, it's not even awesome. Fascinating. That's fascinating, if that would apply with manazet. There's no shchut echot in chutz la'aretz. And then you could do a bomb in Lakewood. There's no shchut echot. Right? There's no shchut echot in chutz la'aretz. It doesn't apply. Why? It's so far away. He says no. Right. That's what I'm saying. Would it pertain now also? It's a fascinating answer. There's no shchut echot. No shchut echot to chutz la'aretz. If it makes sense. If you think about it, it makes some sense. I'm in the chosen land. I can't pick another spot. But I'm in the United States of America. What do you mean chosen spot? I'm so far. Right. And the fourth answer the Rashash says is that Chonyu made a mistake. He learned Pshat, this Gemara wrong, he had a whole, he made a mistake. He thought it was Mutter. It's not Mutter. Right. So the Gemara asks, how can he do that? So the Gemara says he did it for Goyim. But the Gemara says, so he answered, how can he still can't do that? What? No! The problem is, how can he do it? So the Gemara gives an answer. But that answer doesn't make any sense. That's the problem. The problem is the Gemara, not with him. He's a Rasha. The problem isn't with him. The problem is the Gemara's answer. The Gemara didn't say he's a Rasha. The Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said he did it for Goyim. So the problem is he can't do that either. So, okay. In other words, the Gemara was trying to find an excuse for him. Amar Rabba, v'lo orinhu lahu shari. But you're allowed to teach them that it's mutter. You're allowed to teach them that it's mutter. So it's first of all says your question, David. It's also to teach a goy Torah, right? So the first of all answered, if you listen to this answer, you're not allowed to teach a goy Torah, so how could Rava say it's mutter to teach them how to do it? So the first of all answered, if you teach a goy Torah, you don't teach them any time, any reasons, any flavor, that's not considered learning. It's unbelievable Muslim. Just to teach someone wrote like a robot, do X, Y, Z, that's not considered learning. That's the answer. Charge his role. What? No, that's not going to be MacGyver. He's a guy, meanwhile. Oh, so that's a separate issue to do with Philomena and MacGyver, how they teach them. Separate discussion. That's a separate discussion. Because that might be different. They've had hearing for that. But it's a very touchy issue. So I'm not talking about those types of issues. Sometimes when the co-worker is asking things, I'm not talking about when the guy's coming to gear. Just stop. So you want to bring coffee? Here's what you do. First you walk in, right? You have how to do something. What's the reason? Don't ask any questions. Can't ask questions. No reasons. Just do it. Here's the procedure. Here's the ritual. By the way, half of the Gaisha religions are like that. There's no reasoning, there's no thought. Just do everything by rote. So they tell them, that's not learning. What's that? Not one person in this room could stay 5 minutes in a shir like that. Right? It's not learning. Okay. Kihad the Ifra Hormaz, Ime the Shivarmatha, Ifra Hormaz, the mother of Shivarmatha, Chadra Kurban al Rava, sent a carpenter to Rava, Shalchale, Asuke Nihilu Shem Shemayim. She said, I want to do this for Shem Shemayim. Amalahu l'Rav Safra, u'l'Rav Acha, Barhuna, Zilu v'dabu tre'al me'gula, go bring me two guys, two little boys. Rashi says, Lechu, Shnei Ovdei Chachamim Bachurim. Go bring two young boys, Bnei Gil Echad, same age, Shekein Noi Ladavar. That's going to be a nice thing, same age. Wouldn't it be nice if they were the same size? Wouldn't it be the same age? The one could, what does that mean? Shiyof Noi Ladavar. That's a nice thing. It's a nice presentation when you have people the same age.
That's true.
It's a nice presentation when they look the same. That was the same age. If you mean the same age, it's going to be 2 feet apart. Okay. Anyway, Bechazu Hecha Damaski Yama Sirton. Go down by the beach. What's by the beach? Because the Shaklu TV Charasi. And go get new wood. Chop new wood. Ba'afike Nura Mimara Charasa. And bring a new fire. Ba'asuke Nihilo Shem Shemayim. And then he could offer it up to heaven. In other words, he didn't want it to be any. Okay. What? Right, anything else what we do, also more than that. Also, he didn't want it to be anything that's ever been used before. Right? He wants it to be brand new, nothing used before. Rashi says, Solnashtanashem Adam, Shloyeh Shivre Kalim. What do you mean by Shivre Kalim? I don't know. Amalei Abaya Kiman, Kirbalaza ben Shemua. Titania, Kirbalaza ben Shemua Omer, Ma Mizbeach, Shloyeh Shtamish Bo, Head Yod, just like a Mizbeach. Was never used by a Head Yod. Ah, Eitzim, Shloyeh Shtamish Behem Head Yod. So too, the Eitzim can never be used by a head yod. That's why Rava was trying to find things that were never used before. Where do we find in the Torah somebody used something for a head yod and then he made a carbon out of it? Everybody knows. Everybody knows the answer. Yeah? Yaakov went to sleep. And he woke up in the morning, and he took the stone that he slept on, and he made a mizbeach out of it. Everyone asked, how could he do that? You're not allowed to do that. He used mishtamish for a head yod. How can he now go ahead and make that into a carbon? So, what do you mean? That's the same stone he slept on. What? That's nothing to do with consume. So, he slept on it. First of all, the Minchas Chinuch leaves the Pitzarach here. He couldn't answer the question. Others answered, no, must be that he didn't sleep on the stone. He put it around him to protect him. By the way, Rashi seems to say that also. Rashi seems to say that he didn't sleep on it. What? No, that's not really use. That's not a real Hishtamshus. He just put it there to keep the animals away. That's not really use. Therefore, it turned to one rock, and therefore, he was allowed to use. Another question. How could the Chassam Sofer ask this question? How could they take the mirrors of the women and make a kir out of it? Oh, that's his answer. His answer is to change form. What? Right. So one of the gold they used, one of the things was, it was gold that women used to protect their makom, their private, by the 70s. It's called a kimuz. It's some kind of jewelry that's put in the, they used that to build the kelim of the Beit HaMikdash? And the Chassam Sofer says, Moshe Kibel below pickbook. He didn't say fool about that. He took it all. Fascinating. It's all, right? It's a fascinating, you don't even thought of that. Right? Don't even think of this. Right? But the thing with Yaakov is very interesting. The answer is, the Mishnah Tzidda couldn't answer the question. How can he make a carbon out of that? He used it. So the other thing that he didn't really use, he just put it there. He didn't sleep on it. He sat next to it. What? Well, we assume it did. V'ha'mo de Reb Elazar ben Shmuel b'Bama. He agrees by Obama. The Tanya, Katzav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, V'itin David la'arnon b'makom shikle zav, mishkal sheish me'os. One place it says, that David paid for the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash $600. But see if it says somewhere else, V'itin David is gor v'itz bakar b'kesef shkalem, chamishim. Other place it says he paid 50. Which one was it? Was it 50 or was it 600? So, three answers. Okay, Tad. First of all, Gova Mikol Shevet Chamishim Sheish Meyot. He collected 50 from every Shevet. 50 times 12 is 600. That's answer number one. Rabbi Omer Mishum Abi Yosi Ben Dusti. Bakar Ve'etim Umakom Mizbeach Benun. No. The Bakar, the Etim, that was 50. The Chalbais Kulo Sheish Meyot. And the rest of it was 600. Why do you have to buy it in two stages? To talk about that. Rabbi Elazar Ben Yaakov Shmuel Omer, same answer. Bakar Ve'etim Umakom Mizbeach Benun. Chalbais Kulo B'sheish Meyos. It says, Yomer Aravna el David. Aravna said to David, Yikach v'yal Adoni ha-melech ato b'enav ro'a bakar la'ola v'hamurigim ukli gabakar le'etim. In other words, take all this, take my kelim. So what do you see from here? The kelim that Aravna, Aravna was a Yevusi, was a goy. Take the kelim, and we're going to use these kelim and use them in the Beit HaMikdash. So what do you see? That David took these kelim and made, and what do you see from here? That of course, it wasn't in Shemua, it didn't bother him. It's not a problem. Rava Amalach, Hasanami Bechadati. Rava will tell you, no, those kelim that Rav had, they were never used before. They were brand new. They were brand spanking new, they were never used before. My Murigi, what does Murigi mean? Amar Ula, Mita Shel Turbal, the Mita of a Turbal. My Mita Shel Turbal, what is that? Amar Vaya, Iza de Karkisa, it's a goat-shaped something. The daishan disha, that they use to thresh the wheat. Amar Abaya, my kra, how do you see that? Hine, samticha, lamoreg, chorash, chadash, baal, tifio. Fine. Makwi le rava le bre, virami le kra adadi, tiv, it says, vite david, laran, 600. Vik, tiv, yik, david. So it's 600, it wasn't 50. Which one was it? It's a stira. Okay, it's a gova, same answer. Gova, because shaver, shaver, chabishim, chain, shesh, meos. He cut the 50 from each shaver, that adds up to 600. Bakati, kashin, adadi. But it's still a problem. Hasam kesef hachazav elavli kamar. One says kesef, one says zav. Gova kesef b'mishkal sheish me'ozav. Collect the silver that will be the equivalent of gold. Okay, so we'll stop here. Because first of all, it's time to stop. And second of all, it's not necessary. We're pretty much almost finished. All right, so we'll stop here. And we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day and a good day. 6 o'clock tomorrow. 6 o'clock, yes. What?